This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to say good morning to Dave Richard, CBS Sports Fantasy Football Expert. There are three ways to link up with Dave Richard and his fantasy football advice. On X, at Dave Richard, live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today. And three times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network. Check your local listings. Hello, Dave. Welcome to week 10 of the NFL season. We're in double digits now. Now it's getting serious.
Yeah. It is getting serious. And I have two public service announcements for everybody out there. Number one, trade your mid-round draft picks for star cornerbacks, not for bust wide receivers. Just a little tip to, you know, Commanders and Cowboys out there. And then number two, bye weeks are in full swing. We've got four teams on bye this week. Go take a look at your roster and see how many players are on bye in weeks 12 or 14. Those are when six teams are on bye. And if you've got a team that's fighting for a playoff spot and you have a bunch of dudes that are sitting out one of those 2 weeks, 12 or 14, you're going to need to start making some moves so that you can survive those weeks. Week 14, the last week of the fantasy regular season.
Yep.
You might want to have your best lineup possible for that week if you're fighting for a playoff spot.
Dave, you're hitting me right in the feels, right where I live, because Jaden Daniels from the Commanders is on bye in week 14.
Ooh.
Critical week.
Who's your backup?
I don't have one.
Oh.
Ooh. It's Jaden or bust.
Yeah,
I ride or die with Jaden.
Yeah, listen, I get it, and a lot of people are doing that, but you're going to need to pick up somebody. And so the question is, at what point do you go and pick up that backup quarterback? I would say this. If there's a – like, let's just say Matthew Stafford is still somehow on your waiver wire.
Yeah.
All right, or even somebody who, like, it doesn't have the same type of upside, but we've seen them play. They've put up some good numbers. Russell Wilson, Drake May, Aaron Rodgers. Like, if those guys are out there and they're good – I'd pick them up now and carry them now all the way through until week 14. That's in the case of you. You've got Jaden Daniels. Lamar Jackson has the same bye week as Daniels, so you know, no one's playing football in Maryland in week 14. The better the quarterback that could be your backup, the more likely you should add him now and not week 13.
Hey, Dave, when do people punt their lottery ticket RB stashes? Because I keep hearing every week, you got to carry Blake Corum because if Kyron Williams goes down, then you've got a league winner. Or you got to have Braylon Allen on your team because if Breece Hall gets injured, then you've got a 20-carry a guy per week. And that's great in theory, but if those guys don't get hurt or their roles don't change, then I've just got guys clogging my roster that aren't really productive. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, I know what you mean. And so what you need to do in that case, first of all of those backup running backs, They're droppable, but it doesn't mean you should drop them.
Right.
Now, there's going to come a point, and it might be week 12 or week 14 when there are so many players that are on bye, where you need roster space. And those running backs are going to be the first guys that you turn to and say, man, I'd really like to carry Blake Corum. I know what his potential is if Kyron Williams goes down, but I need a wide receiver or I need a tight end this week. I need a DST this week. And you'll drop those types of players to pick up somebody that you have to start in those weeks. The counter to that is, if I'm, let's say I'm 7-2 or better, and I've got Kyren Williams, I want Blake Corum on my bench. That's called playoff-proofing your roster. Now, it doesn't work that way with every single running back. Like, who's the backup running back in New Orleans? There's nobody that you would take. It's probably Taysom Hill,
right,
who you can't start at running back. So, like, if you've got Alvin Kamara, the backup isn't going to help you. Derrick Henry, there's no one in the world like Derrick Henry. If he goes down for Baltimore, Keaton Mitchell, he's not going to do what Derrick Henry does. You're kind of stuck in that regard. So I feel like it depends on the backup. But you could ask me about any backup in the league. Some of them are decent one-to-one replacements for the starter. The Rams are a perfect example. I would say Braylon Allen with the Jets is another perfect example. Two guys that I would like to have, if the starter in front of them is a key contributor to my fantasy team, I'd want to carry them pretty much from here on out if I could help it.
Do you think McCaffrey's going to go?
I do. There are reports that he looks okay in practice. John Lynch said this week that as long as he can handle the practice workload, they'll give him his normal workload. I'm a little skeptical that he'll see 23 touches or whatever he normally gets from week to week. But as long as he makes it through practice and he seems fine, you're talking about a guy who has been awesome for fantasy, gets a ton of touches, makes defenders miss, has speed, has hands, and has fresh legs. He hasn't taken a hit.
Mm-mm.
He hasn't really dealt with the wear and tear of being in the NFL, and he's joining the fray in week 10. This is like drawing number 30 in the Royal Rumble. Because everybody else in the Royal Rumble, they've been in that ring for a long time, but you're fresh as a daisy coming out from behind the curtain, and that's what Christian McCaffrey is. So if he's active, I'm starting him. Maybe not with number one running back expectations, but certainly top 10 type of running back expectations.
All right, what are you hearing on Drake London? And if he doesn't go, I have Pittman or Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, those are gross replacements. I would probably I would lean toward Pittman because I just don't know how much Deontay Johnson's going to play in his second game with the Ravens. But Drake London has been practicing.
Okay.
And I would imagine that he would, if he practices all week, he'll have a good chance to go. And it's another really good matchup for the Falcons.
Gotcha.
All right, very good. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. You can ask Dave all of your lineup questions. We know that you have a bunch of them.
All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques Bristow. Hey, Jacques.
Hey, good morning, friends. How are you guys?
Hello. Good.
Hey, bye week stuff again here, but half PPR league, Jaylen Warren or anybody in the Jacksonville backfield, which has been torturing me all season long.
And it's been torturing Jacksonville all season long, so it's kind of funny how that works out. Jacksonville going up against Minnesota, that's a game where I imagine they'll be playing from behind. That is bad news for Tank Bigsby. And look, I can't tell you with a straight face that Travis Etienne is going to get even 10 touches in the game. It was nerve-wracking that he barely saw any carries last week. And then when the game was in the balance, it was actually a competitive game against Philadelphia. It was D'Ernest Johnson on the field. So it feels like it's an avoid situation for all of those Jaguars running backs. And I can't feel great about Jaylen Warren either, but I guess I'll settle on him in a half PPR over those other guys.
Good luck, Jacques.
All right, there you go, buddy. All right, let's go to David Sterling. David, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, pal.
Two questions real quick here. First, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts?
Hurts is my number one quarterback this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, and then I need two out of four. It's PPR. Tyreek Hill, Malik Nabers, Darnell Mooney, or Tank Dell. I don't know about Nico.
It's a good line.
Right.
Good lineup.
And yeah, that's first of all, great lineup.
Yeah.
As of now, Tank Dell would be the one that I would sit. And I don't know if that would change. Obviously, if Nico Collins comes back, that's going to hurt Tank Dell anyway. So that's probably just where I'd go, is just sit Tank Dell. But awesome receivers, man. Good job.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good luck.
All right, bud. Let's go to Adam in Burke. Adam, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Dave, quick question. Call me dumb if I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about playing Mark Andrews, Gesicki, and Taysom Hill all this week.
Triple tight end.
You must be in bad shape.
But likely isn't going to go.
I could start Eckler, but I mean, I'm just curious as to with.
You're in bad shape.
Following up on that.
What it comes to. If your options are these tight ends and Austin Eckler, and look, Eckler would be better than all of them if we knew that Brian Robinson wasn't going to play, but Robinson's practicing, and I would imagine he's on track to have a shot to play this week for the Commanders. So that would obviously hurt the value of Austin Eckler. So if you're telling me you've got three roster spots for those four players, you're going to start Gesicki no matter what. His numbers, when T. Higgins has been off the field, have been amazing. 12.6 PPR points or more each of his last three games without T. Higgins. There's been four of those games. One of them is week one, and that Bengals offense was just totally out of sync. You kind of have to throw that game out. Gesicki, top five fantasy tight end, and you can still find him on the waiver wire in your league. Plus, the Ravens' pass defense, let's face it, it hasn't been great this year. With Taysom Hill and Mark Andrews, they're kind of touchdown reliant. I like Taysom Hill better because he can run for a touchdown, whereas he could catch a touchdown too. So could Andrews, but that's the difference between the two of them. And we know that Saints offense, all beat up. We're not expecting Chris Olave to play. Hill might be the number two running back and the number one target getter for the Saints this week against the Falcons defense that plays a ton of zone. So lots of underneath throws can be there. I do like Hill over Andrews.
And Dave, doesn't Taysom Hill have like crazy splits against Atlanta in his career? Like he just
probably because he's played against Atlanta just over more than any other team besides obviously the other divisional matchups. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how many of those games he started at quarterback too.
Right.
You kind of have to throw those out because I don't expect him to throw more than like one pass against the Falcons.
Where do you have B-Rob ranked? We didn't see him in the top 25. Was that because
we don't have him ranked yet because we're not sure if he's going to play. So
okay. All right.
That this is a fantasy nerd problem and not necessarily a fantasy manager problem, but let's put it this way. If you've got to make a decision tonight between Chase Brown and Brian Robinson, the safe play is to go with Chase Brown because we know Chase Brown's going to play. The matchup stinks for him, but we know, A, he's going to get a lot of work. He has a chance to score. He has a chance to get four catches. And, B, we just don't know about Brian Robinson, and when it comes to fantasy football, it's always better safe than sorry. But if we knew for sure, like if Dan Quinn comes out today or Cliff Kingsbury comes out today and says, yeah, Brian Robinson's going to go as long as he doesn't have a setback, that would change it a little bit. I'd be much more interested in starting Brian Robinson over Chase Brown just because Robinson, even against the Steelers, I don't think the Steelers' run defense is as good as people make it out to be. We've seen lead running backs get good numbers against the Steelers lately. I would probably lean toward Robinson, but that's if and only if we're like 90% confident that he's going to play.
Dave, our time is running short. That means it's time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones. Drab tells you that every week. And don't disrespect Dave's advice.
All right.
I hope the listeners are ready.
Let's go to Eric. Speed round. Go!
PPR, Debo, Flowers, Kareem Hunt, Tyrone Tracy.
Am I starting one, two, three,
one. Just
four,
one.
Five?
One.
I think I'd go with Flowers.
All right, let's go to George. Speed round, go.
Need one. Taysom Hill, Kyle Pitts, TJ Hockenson.
Pitts.
Let's go to Rick. Speed round, go.
Tyreek Hill or Flowers?
Flowers.
Damn. Think about what you just said.
I know what I just said, but I also know that
Tyreek
Hill hasn't had a big game since week one.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
Go to George. Speed round, go.
No PPR, David Montgomery or Chase Brown?
Montgomery.
Let's go to Fred. Speed round, go.
PPR, Rodgers, Herbert, or Jones?
I kind of like Daniel Jones, the best of the three.
We don't
Plus, he might catch a pass. Hey, you never know.
Who were the other
PPR.
Two?
No, it's just that.
That would help him out.
PPR, then quarterbacks. It's just, it's nonsensical.
Okay. I think that's okay, Cakes.
You're the expert.
He's the expert.
Dave, I defer to you, of course. I would never argue with you.
I guess maybe if you have Bo Nix.
Right. You got an extra point for that in the PPR league.
Yeah,
right.
True.
Let's go to Carlos. Speed round, go.
CJ or Kirk Cousins?
Cousins.
Yeah, Kirky. My
go
guy.
To Frank. Speed round, go.
Go Birds!
Terrible.
Hey, one last one, Dave. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't go, Daniel Jones or Drake May?
Jones.
Okay.
There you have it.
And why would you start Trevor Lawrence over Daniel Jones?
So you would start, even if Lawrence is completely healthy, you're still going Jones?
Daniel Jones is taking on,
I know,
you can look at him on paper or on film, the worst defense in the National Football League in the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. And I thought that Daniel Jones actually looked great last week. I thought his offensive line isn't as bad as people are making it out to be. Once he started, it was more of the second half when he looked great. He looked pretty bad in the first half. But what he, you know what he did in the second half? He started to throw to Malik Nabers. That tends to have quarterbacks play better. I think the Giants might put up a big number on Carolina.
Dave, who's better rest of the season, wow, Ramondre or MHJ?
Ramondre or MHJ?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to lean toward Ramondre and non-PPR and Harrison Jr. and full PPR.
Excellent. That is Dave Richard.
Word.
Go seek him out on Twitter at Dave Richard. Thank you.
Thank
we'll
you,
talk
David.
To you again next week.
Thank you, David.
It's nut cutting time, guys. You got to be able to get those wins this week. Good luck.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank
Need
you, buddy.
Em. Need those dubs.
That's a new cliche for me, right?
I like it. I'm not sure what it means, but I like it from right. our pal Dave Richard.
Yeah, right.
Like chestnuts or something.
Yeah, I guess. All right, when we come back, we will talk some Washington Capitals hockey. Nick Dowd from the Caps.
Jake has 12 questions for him.
He's going to join us next here on The Fan. Welcome back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. I believe we're now joined by, or will shortly be joined by Nick Dowd. He'll join us in just a bit from the Washington Capitals.
9-3 Caps.
All they do is just win games at home. They just win games on home ice.
7-1 at home.
The only loss at home was their home opener to the Devils.
They've played 8 home games already.
Yes. Talked about that a few weeks ago. It's early, a lot of home cooking on the schedule for the Caps.
They've got a West Coast trip coming up.
They do.
They got to go out to, I know they go to Utah.
I think Utah and maybe Seattle. I'll double check. I'll see who they visit on the West Coast roadie that's looming.
But 9-3 is a great start, man. Especially Jason, the way they're scoring.
You're a college football guy. Would you start Carson Beck over Billy Edwards this week in college fantasy? It's critical for me.
It's a big one. These are big questions.
Can I start Edwards against Oregon?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound good.
Mathematically, he averages more.
I don't know that I'd feel comfortable starting him against the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
3,000 miles from College Park.
It's going to be a blowout, so they're probably going to have to throw a lot, but I wouldn't feel good about that.
Yeah.
All right, what's the
problem
story?
Is with Carson Beck, man. He's hot or cold.
Yep.
He throws picks a lot in the first half, and then he'll make some plays in the second half.
Yeah.
Like last week, but I would still go with Beck.
Is he not? Is he not answering? Or are they? What's
Graf's
going on?
Graf's efforting at that this point.
Caps are trying to track him down.
I'm pretty sure I need to get a black Screaming Eagle jersey at this point. I need to add that to my Caps collection.
I thought you didn't love those when they came out. No? Am I wrong?
I didn't love it originally in the white and the blue.
Okay.
Because that's what they wore originally.
Yeah.
They mixed it up with the black. And the black looks really good.
All right.
With that color scheme. With the Screaming Eagle logo. The Screagle!
Why we wait for Dad? You can talk to Vince, who claims the towel idea was his. It's all him.
Oh, he
it's
claims all him? He came up with the Burgundy towel.
Well, who really
idea?
Did? Was it official that B. Mitch did, or
I'm gonna credit B. Mitch because I saw him.
I know.
Talking
this
about
is
it.
Why I think this guy called in.
All right,
all right. Let's go to Vince. Hey, Vince, what's up, buddy?
Hey, this is Vince. I'm from D.C.
Okay,
I got screenshots I can send you. I Instagram. B. Mitch, on several occasions, he'll answer me back when we're talking about golf, we're talking about bike riding. Mm-hmm. This time he didn't. I sent it to B. Mitch. I sent it to Doc. And actually, I sent it to Julie Donaldson, too, just to see if anybody had connections with
why are you giving out my email? And why you put my business
there's
out
no
there?
There's no chance that's his email, by the way.
That's impossible. That's
well,
my email.
I can screenshot you the. I can screenshot.
What's
you
your
what
point?
October the 5th, October 14th, October 29th.
He's got the receipts. Is
what is
he's
your
saying.
Point, though? That you came up with the idea and they stole
I
it from
came
you?
Up with that because on that Monday night, Pittsburgh took over our stadium. With all those turbo towels with the gold,
right.
I said we need to get a burgundy towel. We call it the touchdown towel, and I need to try to get this out there.
The tutty towel.
You guys
major
remember
tutty
they
towel.
Took over our stadium?
Yes, we do remember.
They took over our stadium with one of those black uniforms. So I'll reach out to B. Mitch as well just to get some ADs. I just want my ADs.
He wants ADs.
See, everybody wants ADs. That's what it comes down to.
He's got a point.
What?
I mean, if he
is the genesis of the idea,
yeah, but,
he deserves
he
it.
He emailed a fake Josh Harris.
No, he DM'd B. Mitch, and B. Mitch is taking all the credit.
I can send you. I'll send you the screenshot.
Hold on, is this a stolen valor bit?
Stolen talent.
Explain the B. Mitch link again. Explain it.
Explain B. Mitch what?
Like the link, like how you reached out to him.
He said he DM'd him on Instagram.
On Instagram.
And what did he say?
I always see B. Mitch on opening day, him and Finley down at the stadium for the Nats. You know, we chit-chat a bunch. And I talked to him about golf. He'll email me back or
bike riding. I know.
Back. But with this, like I say, I got the receipts. October 5th, October 14th, October 29th.
Got just the time
to get it out there before the.
He's got it all.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. So I guess we'll give you credit for the burgundy towels.
All right. Do people know who Vince is, though?
No, I don't
Everybody
know who Vince
knows
is.
Me. Everybody knows me. A proud John Carroll graduate, so
oh, that's
there you
too
go.
Bad.
See, now you're going to get pounded by the DeMatha guys.
That school literally is a dump. I mean, I'm just being honest.
He knows it. He knows it's true.
He's well aware.
He knows it's true.
Hey, back when we were playing you guys, you know what it was, EB.
We weren't scared of you. Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
86, class of 86.
Just a couple years before us.
Who's Carroll's? Yeah. Did Marvin Graves go to Carroll? Who was
didn't,
there?
Hold on.
Lawrence Moten.
Yeah, Marvin was
Marvin
there.
Marvin was there, yeah.
Marvin was there. EB. You know what time it was.
I know a little bit.
I think they lost you guys.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go,
oh,
Vince.
Oh, they lost in 1988.
I've driven by Carroll before. It's not the most aesthetically pleasing campus.
Yeah, it's worse on the inside.
Is it?
It's a dump.
I've never been inside.
They're lucky to still be in service.
Hey, Vince. I'm reading the Post article about the towel. It says that one fan went as far to message the owner, Mark Ein. And it says, Chris Gellner of Warrington sent a message to Ein in September.
I know that dude.
Oh, that dude hits me up.
Pre-October.
You're stealing Chris's spelling.
Yeah. I live down the street from him. I should have went to him.
Why is there so much stolen valor on the show? Whatever happened with the guy who claimed that the player was pointing at him? I forget his name. Shane?
Yeah. Sean or
Remember
Shane.
Remember we had the one caller call in?
Yes.
Shane
then Chad,
never, fought back.
I know Chris.
Chris Gellner of Warrington?
We message each other all the time. I've seen him at volleyball events. He's sending me the links. I got his emails with
Mark. This is Towelgate.
I'm seeing his emails with Mark Hine right now.
He's listening right now?
Of course. He's already messaged me.
That's crazy.
And he says, he sends the September 27th, he sent the email to Mark, and Mark's response, that's a really good idea. Let me talk to the team and see if anything's still possible. You're finished, Vince.
Vince,
you're done. See,
what's so cool about it is that the way this came about, actually, we saw B. Mitch do it, but actually a fan, Chris Gellner, sent me a message on social media. I don't know, Chris, he sent me some messages at the end of September and said, I've had this idea for the Steelers game forever. I could never really get anyone to listen to the idea, but what do you think if we did this and handed out burgundy towels when the Steelers come to town? I was like, that's a good idea. Let me look into it. And so I called Josh because we talk literally like every day, every other day about things that we want to do to make the place the most amazing fan experience it can. I said, I just got this idea from him. He goes, I love that idea.
Hey, it's John. I love that.
Hey, Vince,
you're a fraud.
Great minds think alike.
All right, great minds think
alike.
Can you tell us more about your golfing and bike ride exploits with Brian Mitchell? This is Josh Harris.
All right, Vince. See?
I think
he just got nuked.
I know, Chris. Did you set up Vince like you knew you had that in your back pocket?
No.
I knew I had that.
Oh, you knew.
You know, it's a brilliant pivot off of Nick Dowd us the segment.
Yeah,
I like
Chris,
it.
I chat with Chris a lot about the skins and everything. And he says, yeah, I don't need ADs. They asked me to talk to the Post this week or whatever. And he talked to the Post.
Well, he's one of the few that doesn't create ADs.
There's a lot of
ADs.
Quotes in here from Chris, from a guy who doesn't need ADs.
Yeah.
He said...
He's also reaching out to EB.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what it is? No, it says Mark Hines.
Classic. Yeah. It's a classic.
You know, the Commanders are a rocket ship,
yeah.
And everyone's just trying to attach themselves to the rocket
EB,
ship.
EB, it's like when Rom reaches out to you to talk about Commanders. He doesn't care about the Commanders.
Okay. He just wants you to mention them.
Attention, AD grabs. You think he cares about the Romanders? No, he cares about Rom. He cares about AD grabs.
Right.
Just like Chris and just like Vince. They're all greedy and they all want their ADs.
Hey, if you want ADs, come out to Sports and Social tonight.
Well,
in Bethesda.
I figured out where it is.
6 p.m.
What was it?
It's not really Bethesda. It's in Pike and Rose.
Oh, okay. They called it North Bethesda. Okay, perfect.
It's not Bethesda. Yeah, it's going to be called Sport and Social Rockville.
Can we end
Rockville?
Whole North Bethesda sham?
Yeah.
We end that? It is Rockville.
I like the place. It looks great. That ain't Bethesda.
Not Bethesda at all.
That's Rockville.
Are they claiming that they're in North Bethesda?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
They claim that. I don't know if it's a mailing address. I don't know what the deal is.
All right, let's go to D. Woods. Haven't heard from him in a while.
He's so far from North Bethesda.
He likes ADs, too. Listen to this story.
D, what's
far
up?
Away.
Everybody likes ADs.
Listen. Here's the power of the jump.
All right. Yes.
Last night in Atlanta, I'm at a wine bar in Buckhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to this young lady, and we're talking about D.C., and I start laughing, cracking up laughing, and I see this guy peeking over from the other side of the bar,
mm-hmm.
and still talking to these two chicks at the bar.
Right.
We're having a good time. And the guy goes, that dude's a radio star from D.C. And I go, what? And he goes, I know exactly who you are. I listen to the Junkies every day. You're D. Woods. And I go, this is unbelievable.
Right.
My voice was recognized 700 miles away.
Very
so that's
nice.
The power
of
that. The junk. So,
what were you drinking at the wine bar?
I'm a little bit foofy. I had some rosé.
That can hit the spot at times.
Is that not bad? Is rosé a drink a guy drinks?
Well, I'm
kind of like Valdez walking around the stadium.
No, women.
Here comes Evie's
like
tough
it.
Guy attitude. Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a tough
you
know,
guy. Hey, D, don't let him bully you. Rosé.
Oh no,
it
it's not
going to
bully me. I'm sorry, I don't drink a zillion Jack and Cokes that rot out my teeth.
Well, they were rotten way before.
He drinks Jack and Diet Coke, by the way.
Yeah, Jack and Diet.
Yeah, yeah, that's like the sugar count, and that's not still high. But go ahead, that's why.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I didn't think rosé was a thing that guys drink. Do guys drink rosé?
I've had rosé before. You know what it is? All it is delicious.
This reminds me of a story.
Good.
Jason, didn't you have a story when back when we were syndicated for 3 years at night and we were on in Detroit? Didn't you go to a Tigers game and somebody
Yes, I
heard
went to
you?
The original Tiger Stadium. I mean, my boy Scott and we went. We were chilling. I don't know what. We were right behind home plate.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy behind us recognized my voice.
Nice.
That, goes, to me, is the all-time greatest story.
He goes, are you Lurch?
And you said, yes. I hate the nickname,
because we were on,
yes, it's me.
Because we were
WDFN.
On
WDFN.
That was one of our big affiliates. Yeah.
Yeah. And he recognized the voice.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Then I tried to move
but
seats.
These stories pretty good, too, though.
It's pretty good.
It's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He picks his spots on the show.
What do you mean? When he calls in?
He doesn't call in every day.
Right.
He picks his spots.
Mm-hmm.
And he was recognized.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're still trying to track down Nick Dowd. Do we have an update on that draft?
They're going to try to get him on at the end of the show.
All right.
They can't find him.
Well, this stuff happens. I think they said
right,
he's
having
somebody
issues. Now, there's a bunch of people now still want to chime in on the towel idea. Hold on, Cakes. Right,
Towelgate continues?
Yeah, hold on.
What? It's an open line Thursday.
Want to do it when we come back?
Yeah, we could. If everybody wants to claim that they came up with the burgundy towel idea, just like Vince did, even though he was late to the party,
you can
call us at 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. You're always welcome to call us on an open line Thursday. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are wide open at 800-636-1067.
So EB and I are going to be at a sports social, which is in Pike and Rose, North Bethesda is what it's called.
Well, it's called
but
Rock.
I looked.
That was
they have they have skee ball and they've got like the basketball game. Are there any of those
pop
goofy
shot?
Games? They've got pop shot.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got shuffleboard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are there any of those games that you're good at? Cakes and I, where did we play like some sort of shuffleboard version? We went to the Gaylord.
We
remember?
Were at the Gaylord. Yeah, like a month
that
and a half
was,
ago.
That was a different style.
We're schmoozing and rubbing elbows with clients.
Mostly schmoozing with ourselves.
It looks like a great spot, actually.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
So.
And what time do you have to be there?
6.
There you go.
I'll be coming for the golf course. It's possible
today's,
it might be stinky.
Today's,
we're gonna try
today's
to
a golf
they
day.
Do have showers there.
It's not. I'm not certain that I have a change of clothes with me. I think I do.
Okay, good.
Could be dicey, though.
Right.
Could be dicey.
Are you golfing in
do
that?
Do you have deodorant?
No, I have
a
change of
right?
clothes
change
that I'm going to wear.
There you go.
But then I'm going to play golf.
We could always
you
jump.
You just change you, back into that.
Why don't you jump in the shower golf. Right after your round, real quick?
I will if I have a change of clothes, Rick. That's my point.
I mean, how far is your house from
the club?
Club?
It's not convenient. It's 20 minutes, yeah, 25 yeah. minutes.
You better have slides, too, because you don't want to walk around and get like athlete's foot.
Oh, no, I do. I walk around on bare feet.
You do?
Not
his feet are already banged up.
Yeah, but, can't hurt me.
You walk around in
you can't
an environment
me.
Where there's just a bunch of people walking around, and I've been there. It's clean.
Yeah, but it's a locker room.
It's a locker room.
I'm not afraid of
God
it.
God only knows what's going on in there.
I'm not afraid of it. I walk around in my bare feet.
When
well,
you
that is
here, here's a question, Case.
Yeah.
When you poop,
yes.
in a public restroom,
yes.
Do you put barrier down or do you sit bare ass on the seat?
That's
always
too
barrier.
Descriptive.
You do a barrier.
No barrier.
Always.
I do a wipe down.
Yes.
I do a solid
a wipe
down
okay.
first.
Well, it's
yeah.
not that different than him walking in
That's
the locker
I
room.
I think it's pretty different. I mean, you see,
they vacuum, they clean that
is
thing.
Is he patting down the tile floors that everybody's walking?
No, but they mop in there all the time. He's in there. I see him mopping all the time.
Okay. I don't know if that's the greatest idea.
It's fine.
But your feet are banged up, so it might not even matter. You might
yeah,
not even know
I mean,
if you have something.
You can't hurt
an
me.
Issue.
You can't hurt me at this point.
You're pervious.
Let's go to, is it Shannon? She says this towel idea has been done before. Shannon, what's up?
Hey, y'all, what's going on? Hey, guys, can
yeah.
you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We got you. Yep.
Hey. All right, hey, check it out, y'all. 2008, the Jim Zorn year, we played Pittsburgh on a Monday night, mm-hmm. and we definitely had burgundy rally towels. I thought it was pathetic because it's kind of like, hey, let's make it look like everybody's rooting for Washington. So y'all can check it out, but I'm pretty sure that's the case.
It's your boy. He stole it 2008.
Yeah.
I mean,
if this is true.
I'm sure it's not the first time they've ever had a towel.
No, no. Teams do this all the time.
For Pittsburgh specifically, though. It was to counteract the terrible towel or whatever.
Right.
No, teams do this all the time because they're afraid of how it looks on TV when they see that yellow towel waving in the stands.
You owe me a dollar.
So the Ravens do something?
They did something like this years ago. I don't know if they do it now, but where they have like a purple towel that counteracts the yellow towel.
Didn't the broadcast the long time, is it Myron Cope? Am I getting the name right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he come up with the idea for the terrible towel? Like
the Byron Cope or Myron?
No, I think it's
Myron.
I think Myron.
I could be wrong.
Right.
I think he came up with the idea. Like, is this family getting rich by selling terrible towels?
I don't know.
They have to be, right? If he owns that idea and owns like the trademark, maybe he licensed it to the Steelers. I don't know.
It looks like it definitely happened in 2008 because I just Googled it and there's video.
Well, I know Chris
links to a video of burgundy towels in 2008.
Defend your idea.
Maybe it was just subconscious.
Yeah.
That towel that they're going to give out is probably good for two things.
I know.
One, we know. Waving it at the game.
Yeah.
Two,
yeah.
You know what the second use is.
Right. Valdez got 100 of them. Let's go to James.
And it's not buffing your car either.
James, what's up?
I punched him up.
What's up?
It's
hey.
Good to be a part of a winning franchise.
Right? For now.
Yeah. All right. Here it is. The towel idea is dumb, and here's why. It's a Pittsburgh thing, and everybody knows that. If we copy the Steelers, we're lame. We have a branding issue in D.C. Everyone hates the Commanders. I'm wondering, can you guys figure out who's in charge of the branding department of the franchise and bring them on the show so we can talk to them?
No.
We don't care
that
much.
We've already done that a million times.
Dang it. All right. Well, anyway, if we're gonna wave towels, this is my last thought. I think that we should all just wear Pittsburgh towels and wave them when we're demolishing the Steelers, if that happens, because that's funny. And that's the only good use of those towels. That's my thought.
So you want to wave a terrible towel?
Yeah, if we're blowing them out, we should taunt them by
just
waving
towels.
Taunt
them towels. With their own towels.
You don't think you're kind of taunting them when you wave a burgundy towel?
That burgundy towel's lame. It's their thing. It's not funny.
No. Their thing is a yellow towel.
Right.
Exactly. So when we're doing really good, we...
All right. This is a marketing genius. He wanted to talk to the marketing guy.
Yeah, he wanted to talk to whoever's behind the Commander's name. Too bad that guy no longer works for the team. His name's Ron Rivera.
Right,
definitely had something to do with it.
Is this Chris? I told Chris to call in.
I'm looking at an article. This is a while back, but it said in 2016... At the 2016 opener, it hosted the Steelers in the regular season. Before the game, it gave out an undisclosed number of sponsored burgundy towels that
it's
read Fight for Old
It happens all the time.
It's getting repurposed. You know what it is? It's the Shaboozy song getting redone that we listened to earlier during Hit or Hurt.
So here was the burgundy towel in 2016, sponsored by Verizon.
Okay.
By the way, I'll be at the Verizon store tomorrow.
Nice.
In Rossville, Rockville Pike at 5
JP's
o'clock.
All over the place.
I'm just driving to Philly. No big deal. New Jersey and Philly. Philly's okay. What? 2.5 hours, JP? You used to drive there.
Yeah.
You used to drive there all the time. So the game is at, I think, 5. It'll be done at 7, 7:30, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Which school?
Penn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should I drive home or just, my wife already had booked a hotel. We're just going to crash there. And then get up in the morning.
You're not going to feel like driving back.
Crash and smash?
It's only 2.5.
Yeah, I know, but you're not going to feel like driving back probably at 7:30.
Well, that's why I got married.
Go out and get a decent dinner. Come back in the morning.
Yep.
All right.
That's what I would do.
Seems like they've definitely tried towels before.
Yeah, I mean, towels all the time. somebody tell Mark Ein that we do towels all the time.
It's not a new novel idea.
Hilarious. Why do so many guys think that they created a towel idea?
How did those lifelong fans not know they have had towels before?
I don't know.
Well, this one in 2016 said it was a limited number.
You know, we've done garbage bags before. But we don't have to do that.
Yeah, but those are days of yore, EB.
Will we ever do them again?
Wearing like paper bags
paper
on
bags.
Our heads?
Yeah.
Hey, were you
Let's
here when we did that, the paper bag bit, Travi? I can't remember.
We're on Fox 5 or something.
Yeah, did we? And we, I mean, we printed out, what, like a couple thousand, right? I think we had into the thousands.
Yeah. The team was not happy.
They were not. You had to hide them to get in there.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't let they
would be confiscated.
They were confiscating the bags. They were in, they were in on the bag bit.
Yep, they knew it was up. They knew they were terrible.
We actually used to do TV hits in garbage bags.
Yeah, so stupid.
It's brilliant.
We definitely did that in the Sports Plus days.
Yeah, we did that.
Jason never did the show with us.
The hackiest bit ever.
We used to do it all the time.
Hey, it's funny. You think we're in a paper bag over your head?
Whatever happened to Levin Reed? We would do those shows with Levin Reed.
You think covering your face in shame because your team is so bad and the paper bag isn't funny? It's a timeless sports bit.
I know. I like it.
People have been doing that since like the 70s.
Nope. Levin Reed's still doing his thing in Boston.
Good for he is?
Reporter. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
They should be doing it in Carolina. They should be doing it in Jacksonville.
Correct.
They should be doing it in NOLA. Like,
every fan in Munich this weekend should have a bag on their head.
They really should.
All the Giants fans, all the Panthers fans.
Jason, are you picking the Steelers this week? I'm guessing you are. I know.
Who are you picking?
I'm going to pick us, but I mean, I'm not super confident.
All right, then
confident.
I'm picking the Steelers.
Yeah. Well, you know what my record is this year?
7-2.
8-1.
You know who really cares about what your record is? Drab.
What's my record?
He's just bitter.
He cares the most.
It's not 8-1. I get it, but what
I think JP's right behind me. You were picking against us all the time. Your record's got to be
Team Drab. I couldn't care less about what my record is on that grid that JP puts out every week.
I don't care either, but if I'm going to do it,
I really don't care what my record is. Obviously, predicting the games, I care what I do on FanDuel. That's what I care about.
That is more clearly
there
more
you
important.
Go, Jason.
What's Jason's record?
He has
to put the phone so far away.
All right. I'm 5-3.
Yeah, terrible.
It's not bad.
That's way worse.
It's a winning record.
8-1.
Better than 1-7. Actually, no, this isn't updated.
That's because JP had that graphic ready to go in 2 seconds as soon as he mentioned, oh, here you go. Here's the records. Everybody look.
I don't know why you think it's all about me. You wanted us to have picks.
I'm sorry.
On the
I'm not five. I'm 6-3.
Hey, Drab, I hope you pick the Steelers to win 98-0. I want to see some weirdness on
he's going to pick 0-0.
On the grid
and
this week.
2-0.
Yeah, I might start picking ties. Yeah, at least I'm not a complete loser.
All right, so JP's 7-2.
Yep.
Bickle's 8-1. I'm 6-3. Cakes is 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
Drabby 1-8.
Humiliating.
Valdez is 5-4, and Mike Moore is 7-2.
Right. Well, I think because he's picked them every week. So
whatever their record is.
All right, let's go real quick to Bronson Ashburn. Bronson, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
What's up? Got to be quick.
What's up?
Yep. Yeah, hey, so I just moved recently out of my townhouse, Lansdowne, and when I did, I pulled some boxes out of my attic. I found my old terrible towel, my church, terrible towel, BC's the Wild Bunch. Remember the old Wild Bunch white towels? So we have a history of
it. You mean the Fun Bunch?
Who
are the Wild Bunch?
Wild Bunch. Yeah.
Is that a spinoff?
I don't remember that.
I remember the
old
Fun
white
Bunch.
Towel from the Redskins back in the day.
I mean, you must be really old. I don't remember that.
who's the Wild Bunch?
Wild Bunch?
Bronson.
Yeah, don't you remember that? That was like the receivers or something.
That was the Fun Bunch.
No, they were called the Fun Bunch, not the Wild Bunch.
Okay, yeah. All right, but the towel says Wild Bunch on it, so I don't know if it was a
Washington Post article from 1979, the Wild Bunch. Their special teams crew. John McDaniel.
From 1979.
Nobody remembers.
All right, so we don't remember the Wild Bunch.
So we got a history there. So the Steelers are saying they're terrible towel. We got a history with towels, too. So come up with something unique for the Commanders now.
All right. But you could actually buy one on eBay for $19, Cakes.
I'm sure you're going to do that.
I'll give you mine.
You can keep it
where it is.
The thing's probably stiff as a board.
All right, when we come back, we will get into EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.